Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mets are 34-37, right where they started when this two-week stretch in New York began. It was the Mets sitting three games under 500, and in a two-week stretch that featured the Rockies and Giants here at Citi Field, then the Yankees at Yankee Stadium before returning here to play St. Louis. The Mets end up 6-6, so they've just treaded water here for a couple of weeks, and they're back to three games under 500 at 34-37. The Cardinals trying to make a move, now 36-34, as St. Louis came in 3.5 games in the NL Central behind both the Cubs and the Brewers entering today's play. Today's highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Jason Vargas had been cruising 8 straight starts, where Vargas had allowed 3 runs or fewer. He would make it 9 today, although it would be a shorter outing for Vargas because of the cramp that took him out in the 4th inning. And he would allow 3 runs, but only 1 hit, as a 1-out walk in the top of the 1st was cashed in by Paul Goldschmidt.
2-2. Now the pitch. Fastball hit deep to left center field. Smith back. It's going to go, and a home run off the facing of the second deck in left center field for Paul Goldschmidt. For Goldschmidt, his 13th home run of the year, and the Cardinals have a 2-0 lead.
Goldschmidt's at 11 home runs lifetime against the Mets, his most against any National League East team, and a 2-run shot there would score DeYoung and help the Cardinals out to a 2-0 lead. The Mets would get one back in the bottom of the 1st. Dominic Smith batting leadoff for the first time in his life today. He got on base 3 times, including a double off the wall to begin the 1st against Dakota Hudson. He was brought around immediately by J.D. Davis.
Hudson's 2-0. Swing and a liner up the middle. Base hit left center field. Smith hits 3rd. He's coming home. Painter's throw to the plate cut off by a leaping Goldschmidt at the mound. Smith scores standing, and on at 1st with an RBI single is J.D. Davis. He continues to rake, and the Mets get one run right back. It's 2-1 St. Louis, and still nobody out here in the last of the 1st inning.
Davis had 4 hits yesterday. He's done especially well here at Citi Field this year, batting 352 entering today's play, and that base hit would get the Mets on the board. Jason Vargas would toss up a couple of zeros in the 2nd and 3rd innings, and the Mets would get their 1st lead of the game in the bottom of the 3rd. All the trouble against Dakota Hudson with 2 outs. Robinson Cano started the rally. Off the injured list today, he pounded a double toward the right field wall, and that brought up Danny Echevarria. Hudson a chest-high set, no balls, 1 strike. Pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and it's into center field, a base hit. Cano rounds 30, heads home. Bader's up with it, throws toward the plate, up the first baseline. Cano scores standing up. Echevarria takes 2nd. It's an RBI single, and this game tied at 2. Danny Echevarria driving in a run, but he also made a couple of errors in the field today. One of them that would come back and bite the Mets in the top of the 4th. But 1st in the bottom of the 3rd, Echevarria involved with the offense. That RBI single to score Cano. Then Juan Lagares would bring Echevarria to the plate. No balls and 1 strike. Pitch. Lagares dumps one toward right. That's a base hit. Echevarria gets to 3rd. He's being sent home. Fowler throws toward the plate. It's cut off. Goldschmidt throws to 2nd. Lagares is out. That ends the inning, but the Mets take the lead. And it was 3-2 at that point. Lagares with 2 hits in this game. That RBI to bring home Echevarria for Juan Lagares, his 15th run batted in of the season. And the Mets would have a 1-run cushion entering the top of the 4th. But Jason Vargas would walk the 1st 2 hitters he faced. Then Dexter Fowler hit a ball back to Vargas that really should have been a double play, but Danny Echevarria couldn't handle the throw from Vargas, although it was an accurate one, and everybody was safe after a replay review. Echevarria given an error, and the Cardinals had the bases loaded with nobody out. Vargas did limit the damage, but a run was able to score after Yadier Molina bounced into a double play. That brought Goldschmidt home. Harrison Bader struck out, and Vargas would was able to at least keep the Cardinals from making that a big inning, but it was a key run as it did tie the game at three, entering the bottom of the fourth, and that's when the Mets' offense started to disappear. The Mets hit into three double plays over the final six innings of this game. Dominic Smith with a 4-6-3 to end the fourth. Robinson Cano smashed a thread in the bottom of the fifth inning, bouncing into a double play. And Wilson Ramos eventually hit into the game-ending double play in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Mets did have Jason Vargas batting in the bottom of the fourth, and he would end up getting injured after a swing. We were told afterward that it was just a cramp on the left side for Jason Vargas, but the Mets still taking precautions and removing him from the game, which gave Wilmer Font an opportunity today out of the bullpen. And Font seized that chance as he worked three innings without giving up a run or a hit. He had three strikeouts as he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. So the Mets and Cardinals stayed tied for a while. Font did his job. Dakota Hudson made it through six innings. Andrew Miller tossed a scoreless seventh. And it was in the eighth inning when Chris Flexen entered as the Cardinals were able to grab the lead. Jerry's Familia, who has had so many eighth-inning problems, was not gone to in that eighth inning today. The Mets really didn't have Lugo, Gesellman, or Diaz even available to use. So Chris Flexen came out of the pen, retired Matt Carpenter on a line drive up the middle, but then Paul DeJong, who has been such a crusher against the Mets, would do it to them once again.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep to left. Smith is back at the track, at the wall. He climbs the wall, but he can't reach it. It's over the Great Wall of Flushing for a home run for Paul DeJong, who does it to the Mets yet again. For DeJong, it's his 13th home run of this year, and it is his third home run in this series, and against Flexen here in the eighth inning, the Cardinals have taken a 4-3 lead.
Since DeJong's major league debut in July of 2017, he has hit more home runs against the Mets than any player in the major leagues has. That was DeJong's ninth home run in his career against the Mets in just 83 at-bats. And with that one, St. Louis took a 4-3 advantage. It would be today's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Flexen would then strike out the next two batters, Paul Goldschmidt and Jose Martinez. But the damage was done. The Mets would not even get a base runner in the bottom of the eighth against Carlos Martinez. Brooks Pounders made his Mets debut in the top of the ninth. He put up a scoreless inning. Again, the three Mets relievers today, Flexen, Font, and Pounders, combined for five innings with only one run on two hits allowed. But that was enough to beat the Mets here today. Carlos Martinez would finish the job. He allowed a base hit to Todd Frazier with one out in the bottom of the ninth, but Ramos hit into the 6-4-3 to end it. And St. Louis wins 3 out of 4 in this series against the Mets with a final score today of 4-3.